You ready?
Need a motion?
No, we don't need a motion. No, after my recess. We're going to be coming out of recess and call the Sussex County Council May 9th meeting at 6:30 PM back to order. And we'll start by calling the meeting to order with the Lord's Prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda. Mr. Stick. If not, gentlemen, call for approval of the agenda.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda as in printed form for May the 9th, 2006. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
The vote is yes. Approval of minutes that you have in printed form for April the 11th, 2006. We're catching up here a little bit. April 11th, 2006.
No, we're not.
They're in printed form.
Excuse me for the next
third. Yeah, that's right.
I make a motion we approve the minute says presented for
April 11th.
April the 11th.
So moved.
Motion Mr. Duke, second Mr. Jones to approve the minutes for April 11th, 2006. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
It is yes. Reading a correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I think we have two items, a letter from Cindy Phillips, the American Legion Auxiliary, thanking council for allowing her to appear at the last meeting and present the memorial poppies for each of you. Also thanking you for the donation you made to the poppy program in support of local veterans. Next, a letter from Luann Rio, thanking council for a housing rehabilitation grant work done on her home in Blades. And a letter from the Friends of Prime Hook National Wildlife Reservation, thanking council for a grant to the Milton Horseshoe Crab Shorebird Festival. That's all the correspondence, unless someone has anything else they'd like to have read.
Okay. This time we'd like to call Kayla Martell up, Miss Sussex County 2006, with her drug prevention platform. Yes, okay. state your name and your address, please, for the record, and we'll listen to you.
Kayla Martell, my address?
Yeah, speak up.
Okay.
Don't be bashful.
Sorry, 206 Lover's Lane. Is that where you asked for it? Milford, Delaware, 10963.
Right. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm just here to formally introduce myself since I'll be representing Sussex County at the Miss Delaware pageant in June in Dover Downs. And also, I wanted to let you know that I started a program called Pledge, People Learning to Eliminate Drugs by Gaining Education. And I started that because throughout Delaware, we have increasing rates of drug use within teens. I myself just graduated from high school last year, and I've been surrounded by it for 12 years in school. And I'm just letting you know that if you hear of any schools or programs or clubs who are interested in hearing about drug prevention and the different activities that we run with Pledge, feel free to give them my name, let them know that Pledge is out there, and also to let you know if you hear of any grants. We're always looking for new ways to find funding because it is pretty much just a program run by volunteers. So that's all I have to say. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for
coming. Good luck to you in Dover Downs.
Thank you.
Have you sent us a grant request letter?
I haven't yet because it's pretty new. We actually just started it April 11th, actually. We just started it in the Phyllis Wheatley Middle School, so that was the first school that we began the program with.
Send us a letter to all our attention, and we'll
consider.
Sounds good. Right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I didn't think you'd be that quick. This time we have the presentation of Captain John Smith, Chesapeake National Historic Water Trail. And we need you to state your name and organization. organization also for the
sure.
record.
Sure. My name is Joel Dunn. I am here representing the Friends of the John Smith Water Trail. I work for the Conservation Fund. Our address is 1655 North Fort Myer Drive in Arlington, Virginia. So I've come here a long way tonight to speak to you guys about this. I'm really excited to be here. Appreciate your time, and I'll be sensitive. I know you have a lot of other important items on your agenda. But I did want to tell you about something that is really capturing the passions of people around Chesapeake Bay. And that's the idea to establish a National Historic Trail that commemorates John Smith's routes of exploration in the Bay region. The three general themes are to learn about Native American history, early English settlement, and Chesapeake Bay's natural resources. This is just a mock-up of the core area of the trail is in red there. Sorry about the shaky screen. But you can see that on the far right-hand corner here, Smith made it all the way into Delaware, up the Nanticoke River. I'll go into that a little bit more detail in a second here. National Historic Trails, there's 17 of them across the country. So you may be familiar with the Lewis and Clark Trail, the Oregon Trail. Well, the John Smith Trail would be on par with that. We feel that it is as significant as Lewis and Clark's exploration of the interior West, and we'd really like to see it commemorated. Other trails you may be familiar with, Trail of Tears, Nez Perce Trail, Lewis and Clark Trail. Our key partners on this initiative are the Chesapeake Executive Council, Chesapeake Bay Commission, National Geographic Society, which has taken a key role and interest in this project, DuPont and Lockheed Martin, Sultana Projects, which has built a replica of John Smith's boat that he used to explore Chesapeake Bay. Garden Club of America and Isaac Walton League have been great supporters of this, as well as the Bay Foundation and the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. In Delaware, we have a lot of key supporters, two of whom are here tonight. Karen O'Neill from the Southern Delaware Tourism, and Dave Wilson from Delmarva Low Impact Tourism Experience. But some other supporters, Senator Biden Carper, Governor Minner, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, Department of Economic Development, the Nanticoke Indian Tribe has endorsed the idea for the John Smith Trail. Newcastle County, City of Seaford, Town of Laurel, and various chambers of commerce. Who is John Smith? Real quickly, John Smith, the mercenary soldier, slave, founding member of Jamestown, explored Chesapeake Bay, all before the age of 28. I'm 28 years old for another 3 days, standing before you. So it's pretty amazing what he accomplished in that amount of time. He also later explored and named New England and wrote several books about his experience. What was he doing in Chesapeake Bay? Meeting and trading with American Indians, looking for gold and other valuables, searching for the Northwest Passage. He thought one of the rivers in Chesapeake Bay would take him to China. So he's also escaping the chaos of Jamestown. If any of you read anything about that 400 years ago, it was a crazy place. Who did Smith meet? The New World wasn't new to the 50,000 folks that were living here at that time, the Nanticoke being one tribe, but there was a bunch of other tribes here as well. And, you know, the truth is that the Native American assistance and forbearance was really essential for English survival. And that's a key part of the story, and that's one reason why the Nanticoke Indian tribe is really interested in this and supports this idea. The John Smith Shallop. What did John Smith use to explore Chesapeake Bay? It was a 30-foot boat, knockdown boat from England. Came in two pieces. You can see the left and the right side. And they fused it together and used it to explore Chesapeake Bay. It housed 15 Englishmen for 3 months. Most of the time they slept on the boat, which is pretty amazing. It's become one of the most famous boats in American history. That boat will be at the up in Dover on May 11th, where Governor Minner will be holding an event in support of the John Smith Trail. Smith's voyage covered over 1,700 miles, recorded 200 Indian villages, explored every tributary to the fall line, and experienced the bay as a pristine ecosystem, which is a very important point. The juxtaposition 400 years ago and today is a very powerful metaphor for people. It teaches them where we've come from, where we're going, where we want to go. This is a map that John Smith produced after exploring the bay, a very detailed map. And I've overlaid this on GIS. It's remarkably accurate for just a pencil and a compass and some information from Native Americans. This is the route that I did a little GIS mock-up for you guys. He went up, you can see here, he went up the Nanticoke, all the way into Delaware, just shy or just over Broad Creek. So Jamestown, John Smith in the news. You know the 400th anniversary of the establishment of Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in North America, is coming up next year, May 12th. So surrounding that, there's movies, articles, websites, classroom material, maps, voyage reenactment, water trail, and these buoys in Chesapeake Bay. I'm going to tell you about just a little bit of that in as brief as possible. Some of you may be familiar with the New World movie that just came out on DVD yesterday, starring Colin Farrell. It was not historically accurate, but brought a lot of attention to the idea of John Smith and the settlers. National Geographic produced a couple of videos, one of them, the John Smith's Voyage of Discovery, which I've given you guys copies of, and I'd be happy to give you others. Articles, lots of newspaper articles. National Geographic did an article in their 2005 edition. Chesapeake Bay Magazine had the idea, the concept on the cover. Lots of websites. One in particular I want to turn your attention to is this National Geographic website, which walks you through Chesapeake Bay 400 years ago and then walks you through it today with little movies and historical anecdotes and interesting tourism information. And this is just a mock-up of, you know, the idea. It walks you through this video and it has it written as well. It's narrated. It's an award-winning website. Classroom material in Maryland, the Sultana Projects did a curriculum for 4th and 5th graders, which is pretty interesting. Journey reenactment. Okay, so we've rebuilt the boat. We went over to England, did the research, figured out what exactly John Smith's shallop looked like. We rebuilt it, and in 06, it's doing a museum tour around Chesapeake Bay, various museums. It was in the Maryland State House for a while. It's going to be at National Geographic in D.C. and various other museums. Then in 07, 14 folks are going to get on the boat and reenact Smith's voyage. 121 days, just like they did 400 years ago. They're not going to hit every single river that Smith did, because he, you know, it was pretty amazing what he accomplished. But it will be pretty amazing. It'll be in the newspapers. And that boat is coming into Delaware. There's going to be two events, one in Seaford and one just shy of that near Broad Creek. This is the boat being moved into the Maryland State House there on the left. Maps. I brought you guys copies of this National Geographic map that DuPont helped us pay for. It has the bay in John Smith's time on one side and the bay today on the other. Again, accentuating that powerful metaphor and also teaching people about their heritage and their history of this area. Now, the other thing is we're trying to establish this National Historic Trail, which there's two parts to establishing a trail. The first is Congress has to authorize an agency, a federal agency, to conduct a feasibility study. The second is to establish the trail. The National Park Service has been conducting that study for a year now. They found that the trail is nationally significant, and Senators Biden and Carper, along with Warner, Allen, Sarbanes, and Mikulski, introduced legislation on August 7th to establish the trail in the United States Senate. Just a brief overview of the finding of national significance. The idea is that the trail is a symbol of Europeans' impact on Native peoples, the spirit of adventure and wonder, and England's trading power. It's a picture of Senator Sarbanes in front of the shallop at the Maryland Science Center and his announcement of the introduction of the bill. This is just a timeline, real briefly. It started with the Executive Council. We've moved really quickly in the last year. Can see some of our accomplishments just knocked off there. The president signed the act into law of the feasibility study in August 05. The senators just introduced the trail bill in April of 06. Sorry. The other interesting component to this project is we're going to have these buoys in Chesapeake Bay, one of them in the Nanticoke River, which will collect data on water temperature, wind speed, and also emit information so you can walk up with your cell phone, download information of where you're standing, just like you can get ESPN highlights. You can find out historical information of what happened to John Smith 400 years ago, where the nearest restaurants are, where you can get your kayak or canoe out of the water, just all this really cool data. I've did a little mock-up to show you, hopefully. I just did a little GIS fly-through of, you know, this is some of the technology you can do. I just overlaid Smith's map with a map of the region to show you what you could possibly beam to somebody's cell phone from one of these buoys. So you can really give people a sense of place. As you walk up to these things, you learn the history, what it used to look like, what the temperature of the river or the salinity or the oxygen levels used to be and what they are now. You can show them a map of where John Smith went. You can fly them into the very place that you're standing. This will fly us into National Geographic headquarters in Washington, D.C., to the very building. So the technology's there. NOAA had a $500,000 appropriation in the budget last year to start working on these. We're hoping to get another appropriation this year. But they will be the trail markers. Just like a land trail has signage, the water trail will have buoys. Why support the water trail? A variety of benefits and opportunities for the Sussex County area and Delaware here. Economic benefits, education benefits, recreation, conservation, and partnership opportunities. Walk through those real briefly here. Tourism, okay. Regional, national, international tourism destination of Chesapeake Bay around the trail. Bringing people into southwest Delaware. Heritage tourists bring more money, stay longer. It's a fact, and this trail would bring those tourists. And trails have proven to bring in money and jobs in other places around the bay. Education opportunities, again, the Native American culture, English settlement, the bay 400 years ago today. Powerful teaching tool. Some of you may be familiar with this, but the zoo is developing an exhibit of the animals on the Delmarva Peninsula in John Smith's time. Just another example of the potential education opportunities involved with this trail. Canoeing and kayaking are the fastest growing form of recreation today. This would take advantage of that. Hiking, biking, bird watching as well. And conservation opportunities. It's a regional conservation plan around heritage, around our heritage. It increases awareness of the Bay Islands, the riparian areas, and enhances your sense of place. It's a values project, which I think a lot of folks like. In terms of partnership opportunities, you got the boat coming to Seaford. That's one example, but the long-term potential for economic development, low-impact economic development, is pretty substantial. You've also got opportunities. We're working on a project with the Chickahominy Indians in Virginia. I imagine you could do the same with the Nanticoke Indians in Sussex County here. One example from Vienna and Maryland, they're hoping to develop a John Smith Discovery Center along the river. And, the Lewis and Clark Trail has all these events marketed this year for 06 to commemorate the 200th anniversary. This is just an example. I pulled this out of a National Geographic Adventure magazine. But the same thing could be done here, bringing tourists from all around the country to learn about this region, which is packed full of history and heritage and outdoor recreation opportunities. This is just a website example they have, which we could do for the John Smith Trail, bringing you to the hotels and the restaurants and the car rental agencies and the place you want to go that's associated with the trail. I did want to throw a word out there just about Karen O'Neill and Southern Delaware Tourism. She's been fantastic. She helped me coordinate with a whole bunch of groups in Sussex County when I wanted to educate folks about the potential for this trail. We've seen lots of support from the region in these packets I handed out to you. There's various letters of support for chambers of commerce, cities, you name it, from across Southern Delaware. So there's people have a strong interest in this, and that's largely, I got to give Karen and Dave actually credit for that. I really appreciate their help. So one of the things I would ask of you folks today is to consider doing a resolution of support for this idea. If you like this idea, if you think, the economic benefits, conservation benefits, education benefits are something that, you can support, a resolution from you guys would be very, very helpful in the Congress. We're really pushing hard to get this thing done before the 400th anniversary, and I'd be happy to, show you other resolutions. Similar resolutions that other counties around the bay have sent in. I didn't mention, but Virginia and Maryland, we've had an equally strong showing of support from counties and tourism directors and so on and so forth. So I really appreciate your time. Do you guys have any questions on this trail?
Do you have a sample resolution with you?
I don't with me. I can...
Karen can get us one. We'll be glad to put that on a future agenda.
Okay.
How's all this funded?
That's a good question. Well, the buoys are funded through the Science, Justice, Commerce Appropriations Bill. That was $500,000, and then NOAA put in $100,000 for the education content. The National Historic Trail, typically they are they're cooperative conservation projects, something very much in line with what the White House is interested in promoting at this point in time, where you work with states and counties and nonprofit organizations to make this thing function. So the costs are, it's about 2.5 full-time employees, so that's $300,000 a year. It's relatively minor. It's not comparable to a national park or anything like that. But they're a coordinating force, so it would cost the federal government about $300,000 a year. That's
so you're not asking the county for any money?
I am not at this point in time. I mean, in the...
It's just yes or no.
Right. I mean, it'd be great to see in the future, you know, some I don't know.
Local support.
Some local support. Some regional, you know, nonprofit groups sort of jumping on and helping to coordinate the trail from this region. But that at this point in time, we're trying to establish the trail, and we're not asking anything from anyone other than that to support the idea.
When does it come to Seaford?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
the date is
May
set.
May 30.
Is it May 30?
On calendar.
Okay, May 30.
There you go.
And that's going to be exciting. You know, it's you're going to have, fortunately, these folks rowing up the river. And they're all educators from around the bay. They'll be very interesting folks. And there's going to be an exhibit which accompanies the boat. They'll set it up on land, a tent with computers and maps and et cetera.
There's a man back there. We'd love to man an oar.
Did you coordinate this with the Seaford River Fest?
Is that same weekend?
I don't know.
I can't
hop out in
the back, yeah.
July 14th. That's later.
I'm Karen O'Neill with Southern Delaware Tourism, and he's already spoken with the Laurel Chamber of Commerce and the Seaford Chamber of Commerce, and I believe there's an event that Paula Gunson, who is the executive director, that she wants to combine the two. So instead of it being a weekend event, I think it's a town and country fair. That's going to be around
it's
that same time.
Fest. They all float on tubes or something down the river.
She'll want to extend the event. And as far as the money's concerned, I mean, Southern Delaware Tourism will be working with the two chambers of commerce to help promote this. In fact, we're going to try to put together a brochure now to let people know this year that it's going to be coming in for next year. And we'll be doing some advertising with them through our tourism funds.
Will they be stopping at any point going up the river, such as at Phillips Landing?
It will be stopping at Phillips Landing. We're coordinating with Russ McCabe and the Delaware Archives. They want to do some sort of commemoration event, and I'm not exactly sure what they're planning, but heard some mention of a sign or something like that.
The media coverage on that.
I assume there will be, but that will be... Right.
What I know of that's going to be, I think, the day before they end up in Seaford, right?
Yep.
So they're going to do a peace welcoming from the chief of the Nanticoke Indian Tribe to reenact.
Now, will either of you be on the boat?
What was that?
Will either of you be on the boat?
No. I don't think so. We're reserving two seats on the boat for, press and some other folks. I know that Governor Ehrlich's going to jump on the boat from Maryland for a little while. He's going to stay overnight, he said. So, you know, that's pretty interesting.
I got a couple people I could put on the boat as it leaves. Any vacancies?
I don't know. I could check. We're just hiring the captain now.
Philly,
so those sorts of decisions we're going to leave up to the captain.
I'll get you a life preserver for when's your birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Get you a life preserver.
So any other questions for me? I can shoot you guys a draft resolution.
Two.
You get with Hal.
$1.99, right?
Okay.
Could I have another movie?
Sure, absolutely.
Is that possible? Yeah. Don't you
selling them in your store, George.
No, I'm going to pass them on to my son's teacher.
We know now, Mr. Stuckey, you're going the next couple of years.
I want you to check them out. Hey, Dan, I want you to ride Bethany Beach. Make sure he's not selling them in the store down
Dan's
there.
Dan's not allowed back in Bethany Beach. He came one time, and that's all he's allowed.
That's it?
He can't sell it. He can't come back.
He can't come back. That's it, huh?
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for your time.
Karen, thank you for coming. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
You know what Mr. Stickles will be doing in the next couple of years.
Tell Mr. Rogers.
And with that, thank you for coming, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Presentation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
And Bob, you do know the Captain words Smith. To row, row, row your boat?
And with that, we will move on to the administrator's report.
Dan, beat the drum, man.